Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to dive in to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Elul. Please continue to dive in for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Halini Orna, Bas, Chen Chana, Yoshua Heschel, Ben Nechama Devora, Raya, Bas, Michal, and Pesach Bitzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all need of a Rafua, have a Rafua Shalema. Additionally, my dear childhood neighbor and friend, whose name is listed in the daily email, they changed his name today as a Segula, as a Schus, for him. They added the name Rafael. It's not in today's email, so they didn't receive the notice until right before the call. So going forward, we will update the email. But most importantly, please help us storm the gates of Shemayim for Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana. Again, Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana. May he have a speedily and easy refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those still being held captive, Arvin Tanel Ben Sonia Tziona, who's unjustly being held in Iran. I received an update from one of our dear callers yesterday who shared that things have not been heading in the right direction there. So likewise, that's really, especially when we say Achenu in a little bit and we recite the Shvuyim Tefillah, let's really have in mind Arvin Netanel, Ben Sonia Tziona, and of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May all of them feebly be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eitan Katz, founder and director of OU Relief Missions, of the OU Department of Community Projects and Partnerships. I had the great fortune to spend some time with Rabbi Katz earlier this week. Rabbi Katz is all over the place. We'll find out when he gets on where he is at this moment. But he travels around the world, really partnering together with shuls and with schools and others to bring people on the ground to help out with the relief efforts. Here in Florida, we're on the east coast of Florida, and so as I imagine most of you are aware, there's a big hurricane right now that's going to hit Florida, up into Big Bend in the Panhandle area near Tallahassee. And certainly our thoughts and our prayers are for all those who are in harm's way, that everyone be okay. Rabbi Katz might be the only person who davens differently. Not that everyone won't be okay, but that, I think his tefillot, his prayers are usually, where is the next storm going to be? But, really a very, very special person. And I have a great schuss, a great fortunate to spend time with him earlier this week at the OU Leadership Conference I was on. So we had the great fortune to have Rabbi Benevitz early this week and to have Rabbi Karish. So we do like to always have the opportunity beyond our great Shul Rabbanim to also be able to highlight the amazing, amazing people and staff at the OU. Rabbi Katz will lead us after his words of Divrei Chizik. He'll recite our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English. And then Rabbi Katz will lead us in the recitation of our three daily Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Please share it with your family and friends. We'd love to have more people join us on the daily call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz. Rabbi Katz, tell us where you are.
Thank you, Rav Naftali. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So I'm in New Orleans at the moment with a group of public school leadership kids from Toronto. They flew in from Toronto yesterday, went straight from the airport to working at a homeless shelter, preparing kosher food and serving kosher food and interacting with so many people suffering from homelessness. And this morning, we're at a work site building a home on the lower Ninth Ward. This morning, as I came down the elevator, before my first cup of coffee, and if you know me, do not talk to me before my first cup of coffee, I enter the elevator, and there's a woman there, and she goes, "I pray for you. I pray for Israel." And she gave me this huge hug, which made me feel incredibly uncomfortable, and continued talking about how she signed up for the red alert of missiles, and how much she prays for us every single day in her church, and who she listens to, and which podcast. And it was amazing. And it's not the first time, and it's not the 10th time this happened. On so many of our programs, people walk up to us from other faith-based organizations that we partner with, and they all tell us how much they love the Jewish people, how they love Israel, how they know the names of the Bibas family and everybody else, all the other hostages, and they pray for us so much and how much they love us. It's one of the most amazing things. We at the OU Relief Mission believe 100% in demonstrating. We believe in violent, violent, violent demonstrations. And that's what we do every day. We come out here and we demonstrate our Jewish values. We had a group here last week in New Orleans. We have a group right after the Chagim and groups every week after. We come and we demonstrate our Jewish values by using hammers and saws and plywood. And we show the world what the Jewish people are all about. About chesed, about being an oile goyim, about tikkun olam, about really working to make the world a better place. And people come up to us all the time to express their love. So many of our partners have told me they've erased from their social media anyone who posts from the river to the sea. They told me that they've had friends for decades that they've unfriended because they wrote from the river to the sea. That is the power of the OU Relief Mission, going out and really spreading God's words, God's chesed all over. But now we're in a difficult spot. We're going into Rosh Hashanah, we're going into Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And we have to ask ourselves, last year we went to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. We banged our chest, we said Achet, we said Avinu Malkeinu, we said Hashamnu Bagadnu. We all said, Mi be'esh, Mi be'mayim, who's going to live and who's going to die? And it would seem that God came back with an immediate answer. That God came back with an immediate, devastating answer. And we wonder, how do we go to Rosh Hashanah again this year? What can we do differently? But I want to present the other side of the coin. The exact other side of the coin. 22 years ago, on Shabbat morning, Chol HaMoed Pesach, right after the tragic attack at the Seder table in a hotel in Netanya, murdering Holocaust survivors, murdering children while celebrating Pesach, we went into Jenin. And I asked my wife a number of years ago, I said, when I left you with four little children, on that Shabbat morning in uniform, knowing all too well I'm going straight into battle, and knowing all too well that not everyone is going to return, I said, what were you thinking? How did you let me go and just tell me I should be successful in my mission? And my dear wife said to me, she goes, we all knew what had to happen, and we all know who had to do it. She goes, what was I supposed to say? Don't go? Take care of yourself. She goes, before I said, take care of yourself, you would have laughed in my face. And I've always wondered, would I ever have the strength of character as my wife? And on October 7th, I got the answer to that as well. Being in Israel, my son calls me up, my only son calls me up and says, Dad, I'm coming over to say goodbye. My son comes to my house in Ofra, in uniform. And I say, north or south? And he goes, north. And my words to him were, you should be successful in your mishimot. You should be successful in your missions. Since October 7th, hundreds of thousands of wives, of mothers, of children, I've said the same thing to their babies of 18 years old and 22 years old, even 35 and 40 and 50 years old. Hundreds of thousands have said goodbye to their loved ones at the door. knowing they're going straight into battle, and not knowing what happens next. That is the strength of Israel. We look back at King David when he was a youngster, and he stood up against Goliath, and he said, "Who is this uncircumcised heathen who dares mock the living God of Israel?" And now we look at Sinwar, who studied the Jewish people, who studied the Israeli people, who studied the government, and he thought he understood us. He thought he had us beat. He thought we lost the power to fight, the will to fight. And he said, and he dared to mock the living God of Israel. And hundreds of thousands of Jews said to him exactly what King David said. "Who are you to mock the living God of Israel? You don't know us. You don't understand us. We'll go forth and we'll fight." I'm in touch with hundreds of children who send their fathers off to fight. And they do so willingly, knowing that this is who we are and this is what we need to do. Mika Am Chaisel, what an incredible nation we are. We're living the dream, and we are the miracle. We have to realize that we are the miracle, and we are the King David of this generation. And I have to end with one thing. The American Jewish population has outshined itself like never before. When you meet soldiers, and they tell you, "From my socks to my helmet, everything I'm wearing is donated by American Jews." American Jews have been the partner 100% in the battlefield. And their love, their donations, the missions going to Israel, the barbecues that they're making, American Jews have been unbelievable. So I'll end with saying, Mika Am Chaisrael, what an incredible nation we are, and Am Yisrael Chai. And if I believe correctly, now we go into the Tehillim, correct? Or do you do Achenu first?
קולי אל אדוני יצעק, קולי אל אדוני יתחנן, אשפוך לפניו שיחי, צרתי לפניו אגיד, יתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, באורך זו אלך, תמלו פח לי, הבט ימין וראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי, זעקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחצי חכי בארץ חיים, אקשיב על רינתי, כי יתרתי מאוד, אצלני מיותפי, כנסו ממני, הוציאה, במסגרת נפשי להודות את שמך, ויחתירו צדיקים כי תגמול עליי. אחרי נקובי צדה, הנזנים בצורה ובשביעה, עומדים בהם בים וביבשה. המקום יוחם עליהם, וצייה מצורה לברכה, מהפעלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה. אשתה בגלל וזמקירי ונמאמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now swiftly, and let us all say Amen. Misha Berach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'Omdim Ha'Mishmar Atenu, V'Ra Elohenu, Min HaLevanon Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Mi'Hayam HaGadol Ad Levar Ha'Ava, U'Bechol Makom Shehem, V'Yabasha Ba'Avir U'Vayam, Yiten Adonai Et Avenu Akim Aleinu, נגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה וצחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויצא מחץ ישועה ובעתיהם ניצחון. ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני לכם, הולך מכם, ללחם לכם עם אויביכם, להשיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק, ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור נעדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו, הנתונים בצורה ובשביעה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא רחמים עליהם, ותהיה מחושך לצמוות, ומשתתם מנתק, ומצפתם משיריהם, ושיריהם יהיה רחק משפחותיהם, ידעו לאדוני חסדו ונפצותיו לבני אדם, ותהיה בהם מקרה שכתוב, ופודיה אדוני שבון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ותמחת עולם הראשם, ששם ותמחה ישיגו, ונשאו ויגון בהנחה ונאמר אמן. מי שברך, אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את הקדוש ברוך הוא, ימלא רחמים עליהם, לחלימם, לפותם, לחיסם, לחיותם, ישלח להם בהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לעמך אברהם, שעשה גדיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, ופרט הנפש ופרט הגוף. השתה בגלל הזמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. We look forward to having you back on in the near future. Thank you for all you're doing for Am Yisrael and for the world as a whole. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time, whether the call happens or not, to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.